Okay, Hayes is your Teskisa this week. So we have over here a letter from the Rebbe's father about Yutes Kislev. It's a meridig letter. If you read the whole letter, Reiv of it is actually Kabbalah. But then, the last chelik of the letter, it's not easy to understand. He explains over there, Barich is the name Shneya, the name Zalman. Shneya is Blashen Kedr, Zalman is Blashen Targum, and all different to the Muslim, the Shneya Ayr. That's one of the Makedrs of this whole entire Indian. In the end, he starts talking about Yutes Kislev, and he talks about the number, Yutes. What's the significance of the number Yutes? And there's a few different Ramazan that he says over there. And here, at the end of the letter, there's this written Ramaz that he explains. We'll start from the top line from V'chol. It's on the other side of the page. Okay, so the basic point that he says over in the end of the letter is that any time there is a new giloy that comes about in the world, it's a new revelation, there has to first be a Helam Behester. There has to be some kind of, because, you know, the world, the Olam Meloshon Helam Behester, puts up a stiff resistance to any new revelation. So before there's any new giloy, there's a Helam that happens. And you see this before Matan Torah, there was Golas Mitzrayim, before, yeah, we'll see inside what he says over here. Oh, good thing. Okay, so we're on the side of the page where you have Lekut Levi Yitzchok. So if you don't see it, turn over the page. I'm starting from the top line. V'chol Sha'abechina, got it? Other side of the page, yeah. V'chol. V'chol Sha'abechina hi yaisa gavoya. The higher the level that's being revealed, hini ha'hester v'ha'helim sha'aleo, the concealment that there is on this revelation, hu yaisa dak v'omik. It's going to be a more subtle and a more deep concealment. And he explains, Kishem Shalom Matan Torah the Ato, when it came from Matan Torah, which is the Torah that we have today, this manazeh. So Shenizgala ha Nigla the Torah, what's the main thing that was revealed and given to us by Matan Torah? Was Nigla the Torah, even though the entire Torah was given by Matan Torah, but what was revealed to us is Nigla the Torah. Hine alzeh hoyedai. So for this revelation, the Helam v'Hester was enough. A Hester v'Helam the Mitzrayim, the Hester that Yidden experienced when they were in Mitzrayim. What's Mitzrayim? Shehem ibnei Chom. Mitzrayim were descendants of Chom. So it's a Helam v'Hester taka, but the Helam v'Hester is coming not from a place which is close to Yidden itself. It's a Helam v'Hester that's coming from Bnei Chom, which is, so to speak, a very coarse and outside Hester that's blocking over this Helam, and Yidden broke that through, and they had Matan Torah. The Einom is that Avram v'Yitzchok. Chom is not from the descendants of Avram or Yitzchok. Masha'en, ken v'gilip nimis ha-Torah. As a hagdome, in order to come to the revelation of Pnimiyas HaTeireh, which will happen when Mashiach comes, Bechinas Taimei Teireh, or what it's called is Taimei Teireh, the Kabbalah, the secrets of Teireh, Yishakeini Menashikes Piyu. The Lashon, this is from Shir HaShirim. The kiss from the Eivish's mouth, which is the deepest revelation of Teireh, Sheizgalo Al Yidei Mashiach Tzedkein Abimherev Imenu Amen, which will be revealed through Mashiach, Tzarech Lies Mikaidem Golos Edim. So you first have to have the Golos of Edom, which is Esav. Why the Golos of Edom? Shehu yesed dak v'amik. This is a more subtle and a deeper Helam v'Hester. It comes from a place closer to home. It's in the family itself, as he explains here. Ki hu Esav avi Edom. Esav is the father of Edom. Shehu gam kem ibnei Shem. First of all, he's a descendant of Shem. And he's Mizar Avram v'Yitzchok. He's a descendant from Avram and Yitzchok. And not only that, ube beten achasim Yaakov. He's born, he's a twin together with Yaakov. Ki hayu tu'umim, taimim, they were twins. So, the greater the revelation is, the more subtle and the deeper the Helam v'Hester is, as we see in the Golas Adam is a much longer Golas, it's a much more difficult Helam v'Hester. And only after we break through this Helam v'Hester, which comes from Edom, which was also a descendant of Avraham v'Yitzchak, will be zeichet to the Gili of Mashiach, of Pnimi Yisatera.
Huh? Why does subtle go together with deeper?
Because a Helam v'Hester, which is something that you could easily identify, So Hagama Saka Helen Vehester, but you could identify that this is good and this is bad, and therefore it's easier to get rid of that Helen Vehester. When you have a Helen Vehester which is more subtle, so then it takes a greater koyach of the neshama, a deeper clarity of ruchnius, of lakos, to be able to identify the tov from the ra. There's the famous lashon that it says when you get to Asad Lavoi, that when Mashiach comes, Yizbararu v'yislabnu, that then things will become totally clear to see good from the opposite of good. Again, today, certain things may seem to be good, other things may seem to be evil, but Labdach gets the case. When you look at it from the place of pure lakos, you're able to see what's be'emes tev and what's be'emes ra. So over here, this is a kind of galus, which is deeper and more subtle. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's one chiluk between the galus of Mitzrayim and the galus Edom that we're in today. Another point he says, Olateira Niglis, when it came to the revelation of Matan Torah, which Be'iker, what was Nizgala is Nigla, Hoya, we're reading Hoya Mekaidim Kriyas Yamsov, so as an introduction for that, there was a Kriyas Yamsov, Shenikra Le Yudbeis Kroim, that the Yamsov was split into 12 lanes, or whatever you want to call it. Yudbeis Kroim. That's before Matan Torah. Well, the Nista, the Torah, Shal Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, in order to have the revelation of the secrets that Mashiach will reveal, Yiyeh Mikaydim Kriyas Hanor L'Zayin L'Cholim. It will be split into seven splits. V'ayin, B'lokot HaTorah, B'dibur HaMaschol, V'heinif Yodei Al Hanor Chulu, Ayin Shom. The basic point that it says there in Lokot HaTorah is that the Kriyas Yamsov was splitting between taking away the separation that there is between Atzilus and Bria, Bia, Bachlal. And the number Yud Beis is connected to Dafka Elam Atzilus. Yud Beis Gvulei Alaksin is what it's connected to, and it's Dafka in Elam Bria. You have the sinyan of Yud Beis, and there was an opening of the separation that there is between Atzilus and Bria. Mashenkin La'asad Lavai, there will be an opening, the Zayin Acholim, which goes on the Zayin Midas Da Atzilus. Those Zayim Midas Atzilus will not be restricted to Elam Atzilus, but it will be opened up to a Gili of Lamaila Atzilus from Kesed and even higher in Atzilus. That's the point that it says in Lakut HaTorah. So here you see this idea that La'asad Lavi, there will be a higher Gilui, and therefore it will be Dafke Ekriyas Hanor L'Zayin Acholim. Okay, so now the Rebbe's father comes to explain in Igeya 2 the revelation of Yutes Kislev. Al derech ze yuvan. So based on this, we can understand shelegili oira chsidus for the revelation of chsidus shehu habechina hayesa gevoya, which is the highest level. This is the meir of the gechilish that it says there. In other words, the gili of chsidus is sai higher than the gili of matan Torah, and even higher than the taimei Torah, the yishakenum and the shikis piu that will be revealed through Mashiach. So the gili of chsidus is even higher than that. Hischabros beis apchinas yachad. Why? Because chsidus, what's chsidus? It brings together nigla and chsidus. That's the chiddush of teiras chsidus. It's a combination of both nigla and nista together. Kanal, as I mentioned by Riches before, that this is the Alter Rebbe's name. This was one of the things he explained over here in this letter, that shnei oir is the oir of nigla and the oir of chsidus, and the chiddush or the oir of Kabbalah, the oir of Nista, the Torah, the Chiddush of Chassidus is that it brings together Nigla and Nista. And that's why it's higher than the revelation of Matan Torah and the revelation of Mashiach. So, Hayetzarech Lias HaHester VaHelem, so because this is a greater revelation, so therefore the Helem VaHester is Oid Yesed Dak VaOmek. It's even more subtle and it's a deeper Helem VaHester. May Oisam Shehem, may Oisam from the other ones before. From Mitzrayim and from Edom, Shehem is Sitra, the Kedusha Gufa. The Helen Vahester was caused from Yidden themselves, from people within Kedusha itself, Misrael. It was caused by Yidden. The Halshana on the Alter Rebbe was by the Misnagdin, which are from Yidden Gufa. Where do you find a similar thing to this? Valderech Kamoy be Yosef Shahaya. This week's parsha regarding Yosef Shahaya Helen Vahester Olav. That those that were the machlekes that there was on Yosef, who did it come from? Me'echav Gufa, from his own brothers. Shari Tzadikin Gemurim. They were Tzadikin Gemurim, and nevertheless, the Helen Vehester came from them. The Chaim B'Malchus David, the Melucha of David, that Abisha wanted to establish, Hakayemes La'olam, which remains and exists forever. Right? So for this tremendous revelation of the Melucha of David, which will exist forever, Hoya Hamayne Ma'akvay, who was trying to prevent it and stop it? Shaul. Shaul Yitzadik Gomer Belishum Daifi. With Shaul HaMelech was a Tzadik Gomer Kamayim Razal. So what do you see from here? The greater the Gilui is, the greater Helen Vahester there has to be. The Amosai, so this is now the he connects this back to the date of your test. The Amosai who gulasai?
Didn't Shaul before Adam?
Yeah, way before, no.
So
he's bringing a dugma. I understand what you're saying. He's bringing a dugma where you find this musig in Tanakh, that you have a Helen Vahester in Kedusha Gufa. I'm not sure how it fits into the flow of the Inyan over here. In the flow of the Inyan, he's bringing you three stages. Matan Torah, Mashiach, which is much later, and even before that, the Gilui of Chassidus, which is higher than both Nigla and Mashiach. But he's just bringing a dugma. That's why it's in parentheses, because he's not taka explaining the connection. Name is Gulasai. So on which date is the actual Gula? But Yutes Kislev. What's the significance of this number, Yutes? But Yutes Dafka HaKailol Beis HaBechines. It includes within it these two levels, the Yud Beis, Kriyas HaYam. The Yud Beis 12 is the 12 splits that there was in the Yamsuf. Now the Zayin, that caused Anor, when the Abish is going to split Anor into seven splits. So Yud Beis is a combination of both. Huh? Well, so that's your test. Gimel Yachad. So words, huh? Oh, Gam Yachad. Yeah, okay. Gam Yachad, both of them together. That's the Chiddush over here. That the Chiddush, because Chiddush is the combination of Nigla and Nister. By the way, why is Chiddush the combination of Nigla and Nister? Where do you see the combination of Chiddush of Nigla and Nister? So before in the letter, I didn't make the copy of the whole letter. But before in the letter, the Rebbe's father explained that the whole chiddush of the Alter Rebbe was that he took in yonim of Kabbalah and he explained them in a oifen that you could understand them in a oifen the way you understand Nigla. The way you understand the concept of Nigla, which was Seichel and Nush, you could relate to them. So he took those in yonim and he explained them in a oifen that you could understand them. That's the oiftu of chiddush. That's the chiddush of chiddush. And therefore, on one hand, it's subjects of Nista. But it's explained in the Derech of Nigla. So that's why it's the combination of Nigla and Nister, and therefore it's in Yutes, because this represents the fact that you break all barriers from Hecha von Atzilus, from the highest place, until the lowest place, Tach Nushen, Tach Nalamate Menu. So what's the Pella about what it says here in this letter? If you read the letter of Apashtus, it comes out that the Gilui of Teres Achsidus is greater than the Gilui of Mashiach Tzidkenu himself. How's such a thing possible? We came with a Zogin, it's a Dover Aposhet. That what Mashiach, not Al-Khayr, without Al-Khayr, it's a Dover HaPashet, that what Mashiach will reveal will be much higher than the Gilui of Teres Achsidus. Other Rabbit says in many places that Gilui Teres Achsidus is a Mi'ein of the Gilui of Laos Hadlavoi. It's the famous word of the Tzemach Tzedek that Mashiach will come, so those that learn Chsidus will have the aha when they'll hear, then they'll see the Emes of Giluyim of Chsidus, so that what we learn today is only a Mi'ein of what's going to be Laos Hadlavoi. So and over here it says, Beferish, Bechina HaYaisa Gavoya. So, there's two ha'aris in Lakuta Sichas, Chelik Tezayin, that I made a copy of, where the Rebbe explains what the pshat in his father's letter is. So, one is right over here. Yeah, we're learning Chelik Tezayin, okay. Not as Bereshis, that's his Vav. Here, look together with him. Or if you can bring a Chelik Tezayin, it's up to you. Okay. Okay, so, the Rebbe explains what this is. So, first of all, Na'ara 45. Re'ei Lekutei Levi Yitzchok Shom. So the Rebbe's father writes, and here he actually quotes a chelik of the letter that we did not learn. Gilui Eir Achsidis, Hu Bechina Yaisa Gevoya. The revelation of Chsidis is a higher level, higher than Kabbalah Nister. V'niglet, higher than Nister, which is Kabbalah. And Nigla. Shalachain. You have it? You see what I'm reading? And therefore it's able to combine both together. That the secrets of Torah, it should be understood the way you understand the concept of Nigla. That's what the Rebbe's father said before in the letter. Now, in the Shulei Hagilyon, below this Ha'ara, the Rebbe continues, then in the Hemshach of the letter that we just read, so he says, the revelation of Chassidus, Gavaya Yaiser, is higher migilui pnimiyas ha-teira, b'chinas taime teira yishakeinim reshikis piyu, she is galer de Mashiach tzatkeinu b'meirim meinu amen. It's even higher than the revelation of Mashiach. So, as I said, the obvious question is, how is it possible to say that the revelation of Chassidus is higher than the gilui of Mashiach tzatkeinu? The kavanos, the Rebbe answers. The Rebbe doesn't say the question befeish, but the question is obvious. The kavanos bezeh, the kavana of this is as follows. Ubehektim, with the following introduction. Poshit, it's obvious, sheteiros yishol Mashiach, the revelation of the Torah of Mashiach tia will be nigla. Mashiach will teach nigla. Kabbalah, he'll also teach Kabbalah, which is nista and chsidus. Mashiach will be Megala and teach all these three areas of Torah. Derech Agav, this is goes back to an inyan which I gave a shir on here a few months ago. Not so long ago, actually, huh? But again, to the fact that Mashiach will be teaching Nigla as well. You remember the details about it? It was in the end of a Maimer where the Rebbe said that Mashiach is going to teach Nigla, and then I brought other sources for it as well. I don't remember the whole Erichas. So here the Rebbe says clearly that it's Pashit, that part of what Mashiach is going to teach, it will include all three areas, Nigla, Kabbalah, and Chassidus. Okay. Ukumai, Shemetzinu b'Rashbi. So the Rebbe shows that you find by Rashbi, Rashbi was the one that revealed that he taught Nista the Torah. By Rashbi though, you find all three in Yonim. Nigla, Kabbalah, and the concept of Chassidus. Which, what's the Chiddush of Chassidus? The combination of Nigla and Nista together. So you see Nigla. Rashbi was very great in Nigla. There isn't a single Masechta in Shas that doesn't have, or even a single Perek in Shas that doesn't have Rashbi in it. Lahor, Meshabbos Lamed Gimel Soifam with Beis, and the Geras HaKadosh Simcha Chavov, that Gemara there in Shabbos in the end of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is the famous story, when Rashbi had to go hide in the cave for 12 years, and when he came out of the cave after 12 years, the Gemara says that Pinchas Ben Yair was so upset about what happened, that his son-in-law had to be in the cave for such a long time, and Rav Shimon Ben Choy said, no, Adar Rabbi should be happy, I learned more Torah now. And the Gemara there describes, before he went into the cave, so Rav Shimon Ben Choy would ask a question, and his father-in-law, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, would answer 12 answers to every question he asked. After he came out of the cave, it was Punk Fakert. Rav Pinchas Ben Yair would ask a question, and Rashbi would answer him 24 answers for every question that he asked. So, through him being in the cave for these years, his limudat Torah was be'ein arech to the way it was before. So from this you see, and we're talking over there about Pashtus and Halacha and Nigla the Torah. So Bishas he was in the cave, what was his Ikka Esek? He was learning halachas, mishnayos, nigla the Torah, and the Alter Rebbe says that beferish and yigeres hakodesh simcha vav. The Rebbe's mitzayim to over there. The Alter Rebbe says that they beferish. That the ikke esek of Rashbi in the cave was learning nigla the Torah. So that's the greatness of Rashbi and nigla. Nista, you don't have to. There's no need to elaborate on the fact that Rashbi was great in nista. You have zayar, the tikkunim, chulu, the tikkunei zayar, all the secrets that there are in zayar. The ichud shneim. And then you find regarding Rashbi that Rashbi unites both of them together. Hechrim, unfortunately I could not get a hold of this thing bifnim, the Hechrim, but the Rebbe in Sichas brings all the time that you find certain Tanoim that were great in Nister, but they weren't great in Nigla, like Rav Nechunya ben Akona that was great in Nister, but in Shas, Mishnayis, you find his name maybe once. It wasn't great in Nigla. And then you find those, the most Tanoim, that were great in Nigla, but you don't find anything about their greatness in Nister. Rashbi was great in Nigla and in Nister. So Kaneda, this is the Indian over here, that Rashbi was Mechaber both together, Nigla and Nister. Another thing that Eber brings here, Lahoir, Shigambe Rashbi, this goes back to the point that it said in the letter, that the Rebbe said that the greater the revelation is, the greater the hell of a Hester has to be. And by the Alter Rebbe, he was imprisoned by a Yid. By the Halshana of Ayid, because it was a greater love revelation. So the Rebbe says here the same thing regarding the fact that Rashbi had to, ended up 12 years in a Maira. What was it a result of? Alahoir? Shigamber Rashbi, Inyan Amaira, the fact that he was in the cave for 12 years. Hoyo al Yidei Hester Echad Mi Yisrael. It was a result of Ayid. Shabbosham, Orel Kutalei Vitzlak Shom, the Gemara within Shabbos says that there was a conversation that the Tanoim had amongst themselves when they gave to Malchus Roimi. I think it was Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and who was the third one? I don't remember what the third one was. Maybe Rav Meir. And Rav Shimon was the only one amongst them that said negative things about Malchus Raimi. And he said, whatever Malchus Raimi did, they did only for their own sake. They're not doing it for anybody else's benefit. They're doing it for themselves. And then there was a fellow there, I think his name was Yehuda Ben Gadim, And he went and publicized what Rav Shimon Meichai said until it got to the ears of the government, and then they wanted to kill Rav Shimon Meichai. So this whole thing that happened to Rav Shimon Meichai was a result of what a Yid did. So this is all going to the point that it says in Lechut HaLevi Yitzchak that the greater revelation is, so the Hellen Vesta comes from a Yid. Okay, the Rebbe I didn't finish the sentence yet. Liyichides Gula, the only thing is Rashbi, so he taught these things to Liyichides Gula Bahatz Nelechas. He had, Rav Shimon Meichai had the Chavraya delay. He had his Chavraya. He didn't teach it to everybody. Now the Rebbe adds, V'kulam, all these three categories of Taira, Nigla, Nister, and Chsidis, Gam Nigla, V'chsidis, Bo'ofen Naila Masher Ato. So when Mashiach will teach them, this is going back to the paragraph before, that Mashiach will teach all these three areas of Torah. So it's, for sure, it'll be much greater than today. What's the raya that Mashiach will teach them, it'll be greater than today? Shaharei zeh limud al darech re'iyah. Because it says, Mashiach will teach Torah through showing it, visually. We'll see the things that he's teaching. This is the thing that I taught then. Ayin shara amunah perik samach. A few weeks ago when I taught this thing, I made a copy of that shara amunah. That Mashiach will teach things visually. He'll show, you'll see what you're learning. It won't just be on paper, the concept, but you'll actually see it. Okay, so what's the Rebbe saying here? So what's the pshat that the Rebbe saying over here in his father's letter? Anyone get what's going on over here?
Yeah.
Huh? So what's the Rebbe saying? So yeah. The Rebbe's father said that Chassidus is b'china hayyesa gavoya.
Correct.
No, and over here it's saying that v'kulam ba'ifin nayla masharata, that by Mashiach.
The Rebbe's father is saying that the concept of the Chassidus is greater. And
correct.
When Mashiach comes, all of those will be expanded in greatness. I mean, nigla Chassidus.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. What the Rebbe is saying over here is that there's three categories of Torah. There's nigla, there's Kabbalah, and there's Chassidus. The gilui of Chassidus today is higher than the gilui of Kabbalah that Mashiach will teach. But it's not higher than the gilui of Chassidus that Mashiach will teach. Mashiach will teach Kabbalah, Nister, Kabbalah, and he'll also teach Chassidus. They're two different things. Kabbalah and Chassidus are two different categories. Just like Nigla and Nister are two different categories, Kabbalah and Chassidus are also two different categories. So there's no question about it that the Chassidus that Mashiach will teach is higher than the Chassidus that we learn today. All that Rebbe's father was saying was that the gilui of Chassidus today is higher than the Kabbalah that Mashiach will teach, but it's not higher than the Chassidus will teach. The Chassidus that Mashiach will teach is will talk to be in a higher level. That's what I think what the Rebbe's saying. Is that what you meant? You meant to say? No. Plus,
the Golas Adam and the Hainif Yod Elanar is a Akdama for the Kabbalah.
Yeah. So the Hainif Yod is specifically a Hagdama for the Kabbalah that Mashiach will teach, which we do not have today.
This Kislev is the Chassidus of Mashiach.
Yes.
So
we don't really have time to go through this. How many minutes do we have left here? 5 minutes. Okay, so turn the page. There's more to this. This is one Ha'ara, which is here on page 39. In the same Krach, look at the Sichus. On page 199, so the Rebbe goes through the whole subject again, but this is too long to read over here in 5 minutes, so we'll do just a chelik of it. Maybe we'll continue next week. Okay, so in the Pnim of the Siche, on page 199, the Rebbe says that over here in the latest generations, you have the greatest revelations in Teiris Achsidus. So in order 56, take a look what the Rebbe says. Ki af she ikir gilui seidus ha-teire yiyel o'osad lovoi al yedei Mashiach. L'chayre, the secrets of Teire will be revealed when and through whom? Through Mashiach. Yishakenim in the Shikis Piyu. The Lashon of the Pasuk, Yishakenim in the Shikis Piyu, goes on Mashiach. Harei, nevertheless, kvar nezgala b'meir Rashbi v'chulu. It already began to be revealed in the generation of Rashbi, and the Rebbe says v'chulu. Following Rashbi, whether it's Darizal and everything else, but oifin shel hevel al kolponim, at least to a degree which is called hevel. In other words, agam taka, when you compare the revelation of Teira that we have today to what Mashiach will teach, is considered to be hevel, nonsense. But afal pikein, it's considered to be a revelation of that Teira on a level that's called hevel. 1 second, the Rebbe brings an example here. Ubeduk masmash agam lufnei matn Teira etzel ovis. By the Ovis, before Matan Teira, Hoya Limud HaTeira Ba'ifin Shol Reichos. They had an aroma, a smell of this Teira, but it was the very same Teira that Yidden are going to get. The Ovis had a Reach of that Teira. Umemela, the Teira of Chassidus that we have today, is a me'ain of that Torah of Mashiach. Yeah, want to ask?
Right, Hevel is not nonsense. Hevel,
so give me a better translation. Adarava, huh? Meaningless. It's insignificant. It's insignificant. Legabe the rebel. Yeah, okay. Nonsense is like a derogatory term. I mean, it's meaningless. Legabe the real revelation of Mashiach. This is a meaningless thing.
So Chassidus is higher than Zaya.
What?
That's what he's saying. Chassidus is higher than Zaya.
Yeah. That the Rebbe is saying, yeah. That already we saw on the previous page. Right. Why? Because Zayar is Kabbalah. Zayar is Kabbalah. What's Chassidus? Chassidus is a combination of Nigla and Nista together. The very fact that you could combine Nigla and Nista together has to be higher than Nista. Otherwise you can't combine two opposites. Nista, Zayar is not a combination of two opposites together. So Chassidus is higher than Zayar, yeah. There's a famous expression that the Rebbe Rashab says in the letter that Shalek Ketoa Sa'elam, that Chassidus is a Hezber on Kabbalah. Oh. Chassidus comes to explain matters of Kabbalah, it's the other way around. Kabbalah is an explanation for Chassidus. Whatever that means. Okay, it's not the. Okay, everything, whatever you may think of it, what's Matracht alone is also upside down. Okay, there's a continuation of this Ha'orah, and the Rebbe elaborates much more on the point that we learned before here to explain his father's letter, but I guess we'll continue next week. Yeah. Before everyone runs away, I have a plan. If anyone, you can tell me your comment, what you think about this, that instead of every week teaching a different topic in connection to Nyan Gula Mashiach, there's a Sefer that Ramban wrote. Ramban wrote a Sefer called Sefer Agula. And he wrote the Sefer in connection with the debates that he had with the priests in his time. So as a guess of preparation for these debates, he put together a Sefer Agula, which he goes through, different psukim, different things in connection to Mashiach. I was thinking of teaching Sefer Agula the Ramban. Anyone is interested? Anyone have a position? What?
This is higher than Kabbalah than Zayah.
No.
This is
for sure
than Ramban.
It's all a chalik of Taira.
No.
One second. What are you saying? You should stop learning.
Yeah, according to what you're saying, Zaya, if you have a choice between Zaya and
Chassidus. Ashtainish or the Zox? Ashtainish. Kotzra. Kotzra Daiti.